Hey friend, do you have ADHD? Maybe, maybe not. It really doesn't matter because either way, you're so welcome here. Whether it's you or someone you live with that has the squirrely brain, I'm here to help. On the show, we'll be sharing perspective shifts and hacks and systems and routines that all work for people of all ages with neurodivergent brains. I spent the last almost decade working with students as a special education teacher and navigating my own ADHD. Whether you want someone to hold space for you or you want the tactical, tangible strategies, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you learn to let it be easy, work with your unique strengths, and move from scattered to simplified. And we're doing it all with positive perspective, self-compassion, and a whole lot of God's grace. Let's do this. What's up, beautiful human? Today's episode is going to be a little bit quieter than usual. I'm doing this after bedtime and going out to the car is not an option because our dog has been a wild animal lately. So I'm hiding in the bedroom next to the one that my daughter is sleeping in a closet and trying not to wake anyone. Okay, today's episode is going to be short and sweet. Anyway, straight to the point, talking about some journal prompts that you can use when you feel like you just haven't done enough. I first want to talk about our small business of the month for November, and it is the Clover Shop. She does all kinds of sublimation tumblers. She has stainless steel ones and glass ones. They're really cute. Everything is made by Abby, and she is a therapist, and so she's part of this whole mental health realm. And I really just love supporting creators that are kind of on like similar missions. So that's why we're sharing about her. All of her shops will like, all of her shop links will be in the episode description. Next episode, I'll share her full bio. I forgot to get it pulled up. I'm off of Instagram right now, so I took it from the DMs and put it into a Google Doc, but I didn't pull up that Google Doc. And like I said, we're just getting straight into today's episode. So, okay. I know I'm not the only one who sometimes gets to the end of the day and I'm like, I did nothing. And I just feel like a big ball of shame. Like I didn't do enough. And I don't really know why we love to do this to ourselves so regularly, but I know I'm not the only one. So I'm going to give you three questions to really stop and journal about, and I'm going to walk you through my answers so you can see how this shifted. And honestly, I did not expect to feel this great afterward. And so I think that this, like the combination of these three really works well together. So I'm going to give you the three questions up front, and then I'll walk you through my answers so you can kind of see candidly how my brain went through this. So the first question is, why do I feel like I didn't do enough? The second question is, what did I actually do today? And the third question is, how do I feel now? So why did I feel like I didn't do enough today? I still have a lot of open loops in my brain and I just feel really behind. I feel like I've been starting every day behind and it's really just starting to get to me. My husband is picking up a ton of the slack, but even though I look around and I see that things are getting done, because those things in my brain that I should be doing are still not getting done, that he either can't do or doesn't even know that I want them done, is bothering me. And as I say that out loud, I'm like, that sounds really silly, but it's true. It's what's going on. It's all these open loops. And I'm like, how, what? I don't, okay. So yes, let's move into what did I actually do today. And once I started writing this out, I was like, holy cow. And I get into the nitty gritty in a few of the spots, but there are also still other things I forgot to put in here, like I hand washed some dishes after lunch and then again after dinner. But anyway, here's my list. Woke up, did our morning routine, made breakfast, ate breakfast, got ready for church, got toddler ready for church, went to church, made lunch, ate lunch, played with toddler, took a nap, vacuumed, cleaned the return air vent covers, posted dates for our next coaching call, worked for a few hours, went to get groceries, picked up a prescription, made dinner, ate dinner, FaceTimed my dad, picked up some returns, packed up some returns, didn't pick them up. That wouldn't make any sense. Washed the bedding, gave the toddler a shower, made the bed, did toddler's hair, made toddler a snack, played again, got ready for bed, ate a snack, drafted this journaling session, working again for a couple of more hours, going to record the episode and schedule it for the next morning, spend time with my husband, eat again, and get myself ready for bed. Like, that was a busy day. And I'm sitting here feeling like a failure, like I did nothing today. And that's just so not true. So after that, how do I feel now? Well, I would say that today was much busier and productive than I was giving myself credit for. My energy has just started returning and is daylight saving, so of course I feel exhausted already. It's okay that I didn't get around to meal prepping. I'm still not fully back in the flow yet of eating real meals lately anyway. And I'll be okay. Like, we have stuff to eat. I'll figure it out. And then this coming weekend, we have minimal plans. So hopefully I can focus on things around here, focus on getting like a meal plan back in place, and just feeling like I'm not so behind anymore. But I wanted to share these three journal prompts with you because I know that ADHD and motivation can be really hard to handle. And then when we get to the end of the day and we crap all over ourselves, we make it even harder to want to feel motivated the next time. So I really like to be able to end my days with that perspective shift so that I can go to bed feeling accomplished instead of feeling like crap and just thinking about all the things that didn't get done. And for me, that's really motivating. I hope it's motivating for you too. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye!